because it's a disruptive time.
Yeah.
It's a good time to do that.
You sound a little bit like Bane when you said that. How come? It's the disruptive time.
bad songwriting.
It's my...
I was smoking strange when I met a penguin. Goddamn it, he was deranged. We were talking soccer, then it all fucking changed. I saw him press record and uploaded to his page. Oh, that deranged penguin. For an Antarctic bird, he should talk fast. Oh, that deranged penguin. He made me an unwilling victim of his podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Deranged Penguin Podcast.
Welcome to the new year.
The 2018
coming
first podcast.
From the future.
Yeah, you know, we skipped all of December. That was the first. We had meant to record during December, but we missed it because of Dell. Blame Dell.
Sorry.
I know. You know how he is, guys.
I know. It's like, oh man, it's December. I'm actually, I know the spur of the moment, I actually joined up with a band and I'm recording an album. Like, I'm at
not
once,
on tour.
I'm at once like, what the fuck? But then I'm also like, that sounds like Dell. That sounds like what Dell would do. Because you remember, Gina, this is our recap in 2017 minute. You remember when all of a sudden Dell was like, I found a coffee machine and now I'm a coffee man.
I remember that.
And then just like a month into that, he's like, I found a band. I am now recording an album.
I remember that.
I'm like, what? And this is, of course, just like a year or two after he was like, I found a farm. I am a farmer.
Yeah. I remember that.
I'm all the things, man. I'm fluid.
Yeah. So, I mean,
you are who you are.
We're just checking in, you know? You're like Caillou.
I mean, there's a hashtag named after me, so.
I'm just a kid. Surprised. Who's 44. Each
pretty
day
much.
Grows more.
87.
That's cool, man. Good for you. Good for your band. What is your band called? What band did you join?
What? Hold on. The reconnection. I got a reconnection single. I hate this Skype, by the way.
Yeah, don't give away the secrets, man. Now they're all going to podcast. Now there will be more podcasts besides ours.
What'd you ask me?
What band did you join?
Midnight Revel is the
is
name of the band.
Is it AC/DC?
Rebel?
It is AC/DC. Midnight Revel with a V.
All right, ready? Hum the first track. Ready? Go. We'll see if we know it. Go ahead. Go.
Ban.
I never heard that.
No.
Ban. Ban.
Not want to know.
Never heard that.
It's because the album hadn't dropped yet, man. You will know it.
Ban. Ban. Ban.
It's gonna be. It's the sound of 2018. That's what that is.
Pretty much.
Bop. Bop. Diddling. Well, good for you. We'll look forward to that, and we'll advertise that on our website, our amazing website.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Midnight Revel.
So, you know what we missed, right? We didn't talk. We said, hey, everybody.
We didn't talk about December. That's what
we're
going
to talk about our favorite Christmas song.
I think you just hit that.
Yeah. We did do a lot of listening to Christmas music. So I want to talk about
we
it.
We did. We listened to it like almost every day this
year. Yeah, and you
December.
Know, I got to say, for the first time in a while, I wanted to do that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was excited
you
about
didn't
Christmas
hate it?
Music. Yeah, I didn't hate it.
You didn't bah humbug?
I didn't bah humbug it. Bombug it.
Bombug it.
Bombug. Gina's poking my gut. Told you I'm pregnant.
Wait, which one of you is pregnant?
Me. It is good.
Can't you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see.
Just talking about my
looks good, man. You look good.
Yeah, so we listened to a lot of Christmas music, and I think I came away with a new, not favorite, but one that I found myself humming more often, and that was Marshmallow World.
Mm. What?
Marshmallow World.
Whose version?
And the chick?
Brenda Lee.
Brenda Lee, yeah. Mm. That's what I call her.
the
chick.
The chick.
And a marshmallow world. A woman with your favorite. I don't know the song.
When the snow comes to cover the ground.
Yeah, there you go. This is happening.
Yeah, I like that one. I enjoyed that. A this year.
Marshmallow. I don't like.
It's pretty good, Adam. You're getting better, man.
I don't like Dean Martin singing anything to me, though.
Yeah, I don't either, yeah, man.
He tries to mix in some like fake Italian sounds, and I don't really like it.
I know very he's corny, man.
Yeah, I know he's Italian, super... but it just like yeah, I don't know.
He's trying to be like Frank, guys.
What about you, Gina? Did you get a new Christmas favorite?
I don't know if I got a new favorite. I'm pretty sure last year, so in 2016, I think I mentioned enjoying the Carpenters Christmas songs, mm-hmm. but I did decide that "Merry Christmas, Darling" was my favorite song this year. Mm. It's pretty great.
I'm wrenching around right now to try to figure out if in this room we have the cassette that we used to have.
I don't know what happened to it.
I don't know what happened to it either. It's like...
I haven't.
Yeah,
oh,
no, I mean, like, I did have it, and we, you know, we moved, and I don't know where it is now. But I think that's partly why we haven't listened to it, because we didn't...
You mean back when you had it, you had it?
Yes, okay. Last one I had it.
You had it?
Played it.
You did have it.
This year, we played a lot more Brenda Lee. I guess the cutest thing, the kid, right?
Of course.
Kid grabs our hands, points to the record player, and says, "Dancing, Mommy." Both of us are Mommy, and whatever parent is not in the room is Daddy, which is a little sexism.
That's so perfect.
And I've told the kid that. I'm like, that's sexist of you. I mean, I'm right here. Don't call me Mommy. Dancing, Mommy. Now, kid says Mommy, and, you know, I say what? So I'm contributing to it.
Like, I think her favorite song is already Daddy, Please Don't Get Drunk on Christmas.
Yeah, I guess. A couple of other favorites in there. Some Loretta Lynn. The older one. Not the one where she's ancient. And I was like, those are bad. I was like, ugh. You just reminded me of younger Loretta Lynn, and so I'm going to listen to that instead. And that's basically...
Yeah, which song was that? She can sound fun, and then she can sound really annoying.
Yeah, I mean, some of it's like the recording of it, because it's just ancient style.
No, it's her singing.
Like it sounds clipped.
Nope, it's how she sings. It's her voice.
I think you're thinking of the one, Away in a Manger.
Yes.
Away in a Manger.
That can really great.
Yeah.
So, if you go to, like, Apple Music and you type in Loretta Lynn.
Who would do that, though?
I do all the time. You'll find two Christmas albums. Like, one is the most recent one called White Christmas Blue. And that one has the old lady, Away in a Manger. And that's not good. And then
it's
you
awful.
Could, yeah, you can find the other one, which is 20th Century Masters of Christmas Collection, the best of Loretta Lynn, and that one's better. You know, I don't it, like the number one song on there is Country Christmas. That's not my favorite. I think it's probably To Heck with Old Santa Claus, because that one's fun. To Heck with Old Santa Claus.
What about you, Del? Who are you listening to this
December? I'd like
December?
To hit him with his ho, ho, ho.
This Christmas, I would say that the Death Cab version. Yeah? Can you hear me?
I'm trying to.
Yeah, I am interrupting you, I guess.
It's okay. It's okay. I just want to make sure that's what's happening. It was intentional. The Death Cab song version of Christmas Baby Please Come Home.
That sounds like so
my Christmas this year was consumed mostly by trying to learn Christmas music to play for a Christmas concert. So I didn't get a chance to like just listen to like anything I wanted to that much. But that and the Platters version of I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas.
Sing it.
Do 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 do. Boop, doop, 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 doop. I'm dreaming of a white
is when
Christmas.
Del has an
just
now,
like
that's
the one.
A little self-conscious right now.
Maybe a little bit.
As is his peruse. Dale's like, hey, is it podcast night? Let me invite people over to watch a movie.
We like the live studio audience, you know?
Yeah, man. It keeps things interesting.
Keep it fresh.
This is like at least the seventh time that Dale has had company.
Out of how many times?
Of the 10 times he's been on the podcast.
The next part of it goes, hi, hi, hi.
Oh, my God. Don't
I'm dreaming of a wild.
I think you're breaking up.
Just like the ones I used to know. I get backup singing over here, man. It's happening.
Something's happening over there, I could tell. I will say the other cute thing, super cute thing, is kid time again.
I know, man. I'm very cute. I appreciate you.
So we're into Target, and I was like, well, you know, the kid sings the ABCs, whatever. I'm like, we should teach the kid
Christmas
songs. No, so we began teaching Jingle Bells. The kid's super cute. Chi-chi-pa, the way, you know. It's bad, but it's, you know, it's good. But we were listening to a lot of, you know, in the car, Sirius XM on the holiday station. And, you know, eventually, like, White Christmas came on or Frosty the Snowman, because those were, the most played. And kids started singing those, too. Like, I was just humming it, and kids started singing it. But I think Marshmallow World, that one was in my brain the most. But it's not my favorite. I didn't hate anything. I thankfully avoided a lot of Mariah Carey's songs, even on, like, New Year's.
I avoided the pop Christmas station.
Yeah, because that one sucks.
So my brother and his family were here for the first time in, like, 8 years for Christmas. Mm. And Rhodes and I sang Jingle Bells a lot. Mm. It was awesome because I could start singing. He would just jump in and just wail on that stuff. It was awesome, yeah.
See, that's how we perpetuate this shit, you know? That's how fucking Jingle Bells is still being sung because everybody knows it.
Dang kids.
Yeah. My uncle started, I was like, hey, you know, kid knows Jingle Bells. He's like, oh, yeah, Jingle Bells. And then, you know, the kid's singing along there. So everybody's singing Jingle Bells.
It's awesome, man.
You know, so that was it. That was Christmas. We all were sick, like, immediately after Christmas.
I saw some pictures of you guys all snuggling in bed together. It's a sick family.
Yeah. So we were watching Sherlock, you know, Benedict Cumberbatch version. And I got to say, man, that show is mediocre.
You think?
Yeah, I got, you know.
Which season?
In a season 4, and I was just like.
It gets worse, man. But the first couple of seasons are amazing.
They're good. Yeah. They're not amazing.
The first couple are good, and then it kind of
you're just like,
old.
Man, this shit sucks.
Yeah.
Like
they get caught. They start liking the smell of their own shit, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Adele has a studio audience, and it's encouraging him.
Laugh track.
He's speaking of mediocre.
Now he thinks he's funny.
I know, he's making mediocre jokes and getting laughs. That's a Dell Zinger coming
Don't
at you.
We're moving up, man. Production quality.
Dell's gonna want. He's gonna want. You know, sound effects.
He's gonna like the smell of his own shit.
Yeah. That's another Dell Zinger coming at you. You're on the Deranged Penguin podcast. This fucking guy. We should not podcast with him again. Can we make a note of that?
Yeah,
please.
2018 resolution.
No fucking Dell. But yeah, I mean, you know, so there's shit. We, you know, the thing when you're sick is that
you'll watch anything.
Oh, somebody told me today, they literally began the story like this, like, hey, do you get Netflix? Which I was like, get it? Like, like on channel 3?
Do people not get it?
No, I mean, do I subscribe to Netflix?
Yeah.
Yes. And then, you know, the person was like, well, I get a. You know, over Christmas, I was sitting there, and you guys heard of this Stranger Things? We're all like, yeah.
No.
We're watching an episode, and then, like, after that one was done, you know, we just watched the next one. And the next thing you know, we watched 6 hours later. You know, like, we just kept going on the next one. And then
that was an unexpected thing for that.
And then we came back and watched some more. And I was like, so you binged watched on Netflix? He was like, yeah, we were just binging it. And I was like, well, you know, welcome to 2011. We're glad to have you.
So you met a pod person.
Something like that. Yeah, it was funny, and I was trying not to make fun of this person, but it was hard not to, because I was just like, yeah, there were articles and things like 4 years ago about binging, and now it's a word.
Yeah.
It's a thing that is done. So there you go. There are people that have not binged out there.
It's amazing. It's like the only way I watch stuff.
Yeah.
Anymore. Like, I watch nothing, and then I just watch all day long one thing.
Well, to me, that's always the way I consumed TV. Like, I never watched American Chopper, right? I never tuned in. Like, well, is it 6:30? I don't know what time it came on. 6:30 on Discovery
Channel. Could have fooled me, man.
Yeah. Let me go tune in, sit down with my popcorn. Like, you know, it would be a Saturday, like in the summer or something like that, and it was just on all day,
America.
And usually somebody else is watching it, and I would just stay on.
You blame them for your poor.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's how I watched like 8 episodes of American Chopper. That was it. Like, when they did that, I think I watched Blowout, which is another reality show. Like,
what?
Yeah, those are like, there's like five. The one where they do clothing design. What is that one called? Designers.
Project Runway?
That one too.
So you watched a lot of E.
Yeah.
Say Gina. Yes to the dress.
Gina?
I never watched that show.
Yeah, when we
Adam
watched,
did
like, the what was the other one? No, the other one when they did the makeover one. Stacey and Clinton.
Extreme Home Makeover.
Oh, What Not to Wear?
There you go. Same
That's
deal.
A good show.
Yeah.
See,
it's a good show.
I know. Really, Del, you like that?
Everybody
I couldn't
pick
tell
up
by the way you dressed up.
Quality but, tips there to take away.
I'm just waiting on them to put me on the show, man.
Didn't learn yeah. anything, huh?
No, yeah. You got to commit to the catastrophe to really make it on there.
Exactly.
I mean, but like, yeah, that's how I never, like, the last thing I remember tuning in for was the Dark Knight, like Batman, the animated series, 4:30 on Fox Kids. I'd come home, turn it on. That was the last
thing
I can remember.
Back when you had nothing better to do with your time than tune in for shows.
Tune in then.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess maybe the Sunday night HBO shows, but even then, we'll just DVR them and watch them that way.
Yeah.
Catch up on them that. Yeah.
Way more convenient that way.
Yeah.
Oh, show.
It's called time shifting. I mean, so that's what's up there. Hey, it's 2018. Do you have any resolutions? You have any more Christmas songs you want to hit? Talk about?
I'm good.
You got a Christmas song?
I think I'm over the Christmas music now.
It's a marshmallow.
But it was a good December, full of it. Resolutions? I don't know. Did you guys make any this year?
I still am singing I'm Dreaming of White Christmas.
Hear you.
I was walking around humming that song.
We hear you out loud right now.
Yeah.
Well, there he is.
Yeah, and then the kid will start joining in with me when I'm humming White Christmas. Like, when did you learn that? Answer me. Kid
I learned it from you, Dad.
Yeah. I'm like, no.
I learned it from watching you. Get ready for that, man.
Yeah. It is weird when your kid starts talking to you and says like whole sentences.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah. What did you say?
Yeah. We're talking about resolutions right now.
All
right,
go.
Do you have one?
Ready, go, do it. Do your resolve. What have you resolved to do? I know what you said you're going to read one book this year. In 12 months, one book.
I didn't
book.
Ask you what my resolution was. I didn't ask you what yours was.
You're like, I'm going to see if I can remember how to read.
No, actually, it started with you saying, I'm going to read two books a month. And
I didn't say
like,
2 books a month. I did say 2 books a month.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's unrealistic. I'm going to read 2 books a year.
There you go.
I actually said 1 book a month, but I could do 2.
No, you said 2.
So Gina is
down.
Finding an attainable goal.
Yeah.
Ooh, y'all talk some shit. And you know what? I'm beginning. I'm going through all these books. This bookshelf we have. We have like a stack of books that we purchased and have yet to finish. Right now, I'm
going to
read this biography of Thomas Jefferson.
And I'm here's kill what that I'll shit. Do.
What are you gonna
do? I will commit to every book that Adam reads, I will read a book.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll commit to that.
It's gonna be two.
One,
a month,
I don't believe
so
him. And two, if he does do it, it's cheating because he owns a coffee shop. It's like the perfect place to read. He's just gonna sit there.
That's all they do.
And read. That's what they do.
Yeah, I tried to end 2018. I mean, 17.
2017.
Oof, I'm not going to get there.
Oof.
Right. Sure
I tried to end it by finishing the last book that I started, which has been sitting on my bedside table. But it's just awful.
See?
But I can't skip it. I'm like, I'm halfway through it. It's called Mean Streak.
You can definitely stop reading a book. I've stopped. Look, I read series of books. It was like 18 books, and the last book was so bad, I got halfway through it and I set it down, never finished. I don't know how the end of the series is.
I mean, I'm going to quit Sherlock the show, so I don't really see.
Especially halfway through. I read half of it. I feel like I got
it. Is it good?
No.
Then put it down.
It's not worth it. And consume better things, for sure.
Maybe I'll move on and I'll go back to it.
Maybe.
And try it
again. Okay. There you go. That's what you need to tell yourself.
Yeah, so I'm reading this. Once I get through with that, then I'll pick up another one. I mean, my aim was actually one book.
So have you read, did you start this book in January? That's what I want to know.
I actually started December 31st.
Then it doesn't count.
Dang.
Oh, it doesn't count.
Well, what if I just read the...
I don't have to read one
what
yet.
What if I read, like, the preface to it, you know? It's not really the book. It's not chapter one.
Did you
one.
Say preface?
Did you open preface. The book? Did you look at the cover?
Yes.
You started reading
what
it.
What if I just read its preface?
A preface.
Like, who says it has to be called preface? I'm not
Everybody.
There yet. It's preface.
If you're from Mississippi, it probably is.
Right. So are we going to share the books that we read on here? Like,
yeah, I think we should.
I mean, like, yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, what are you going to do? Huh? Not listen to the show? I mean, that's breaking the resolution there. I mean, how are you going to punish me, old listener? You're not.
For every 12 books you read, I'll read Infinite Jest once.
Yeah, see, so, you know, like my goal, yeah, I'm going to adjust my goal
one
a little bit.
Years,
I want to get
book.
A book a month average because I want to give myself a little leeway because this, you know, Thomas Jefferson book is pretty weighty. It's pretty hefty. It's not going to be a speed
Wait,
read.
Wait, do you say one a month?
That was my
I don't think
that
that's that's not what I heard it was.
Yeah, because Gina was over here lying on me, but whatever.
Barring weighty.
I can do... See, I can don't no. Yeah, I'm not. I don't allow that. But I mean, like, I could probably tear through like a Ridley Pearson novel in like a week.
Yeah.
But I wanted to read some of these bigger, heftier books.
That's the kind of stuff I'm gonna read.
Like
The
Odyssey. You should read The Odyssey, followed by Dante's Inferno.
I'm gonna read the hot stuff at the checkout line, like.
Mm,
the Stranger
that sounds
Calls
dense.
At Midnight by James Patterson featuring Michael Monroe.
See, and I, like, I got this. What the hell? Did you just kill yourself? See, I got this book here.
What's that?
It's a collection of essays. So
does
that
count
as a book?
Nope.
That's one book.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So I want to read stuff like that. And it's not like it's not
that
like
counts because I don't think you will read a book of a collection kind of thing. Or you shouldn't be expected to read it in the same way that you'd read, like, a novel.
That's why I said one average one a month, but you're over here like, you need to read two a day.
First of all, you said two a month.
I didn't say that.
First of all.
That's what I heard.
You said two.
I said
when
one.
When you were talking to me about it, you're like, I'm going to read two a month.
I wrote you a letter.
I should do
though,
two.
I
should
did
do three.
You
did. In your letter, it said, my resolution is to read two books a month.
We all have it in writing, Adam. There's no... running away
how
from
do you
yourself.
Know you don't even know how to read you can't even read what I wrote
I don't have
your handwriting is hard to read but
well
pretty sure
I gotta say you were last on my list of letters and so by then my hand was hurting.
It's because my name starts with an S in it.
It just kind of last. That's on my list
is. Asshole.
Like what is left. Let me see. I gotta
But you rubbed one
it was very unexpected. I may have brought a tear to my eye just the fact that it was a letter from you.
Did you feel special?
This is my urinal here. This is much better. See, I wrote in the journal and I wrote a couple of letters.
That's not legible either.
I can read it.
I'm trying to. I can read my own handwriting.
I know. It all goes in the same direction. That's nice. Does that mean you can read it?
Yeah, I said, we watched Sherlock and it sucked. That's what I wrote in,
in your journal. Only the best words.
Dearest future. Journal. Don't watch the show. It sucks.
You are so eloquent, bro.
You know, somebody's going to think we're eloquent back. You know, like I was listening to Lexicon Valley, and the guy was making the argument that, you know, he's like, look, you should read the like newer translations of the Bible, because when you're reading the Bible, right, the KJV version, it's really just, you know, like the common English translation. You know, they try to make it for the people. And if you have to get a PhD in Old English, language, then you're really basically repeating what they're doing, what they were doing back then when they had the old Latin version of the Bible, right?
Anyway, right.
My point is that eventually when I said, man, that show sucked, that will sound real old-timey. And they're like, wow, look at this elevated language. Like,
yeah.
No, that was, you just said it sucked. It's like Shakespeare.
Maybe.
Somebody quotes some Shakespeare and, you know, they sound elevated and all fancy-like, but they're really just saying, man, that shit sucked. Same shit. I am the future Shakespeare in the past. Boom.
That's what I got from that.
Me too. I definitely did.
So it's a marshmallow
world. We're reading books this year, and what else are we doing?
It's fucking living and shit. That's all I'm going to do. My resolution.
That's always on the list.
You know, but here's the deal. It gets harder and harder to live as you get older and older, right? I mean, your body works against you. Shit doesn't work right. I hurt my back when I sat up from the bed the other day.
Yeah, dude. That's some bull crap.
I was like, what the fuck is that?
Nonsense.
I hurt my back. I'm out of commission.
You can't wake up too fast, you know?
You gotta get up slow. Like as you wake up, you got to think about getting up. So that's your warm up for getting up.
Don't open that eye yet. Don't open that eye.
Oh, I did it too fast. My eye
hurts.
Remember
when you strained that eyelid?
Strain my eye. Yeah, the other thing, you know, so I was looking at my kid, you know, because she's sick and whatever, and she's all close, and her face is all smooth. You know, she looks so youthful. And, you know, try to cheer her up. I got, like, some stickers, and I put it on her forehead, and she was putting stickers on my forehead. And we looked in the mirror to kind of laugh at the stickers, and I looked at my forehead closely, and I was like, man, look at that old wrinkly-ass forehead I got there. Like, God.
I noticed that, man. I'm
fucking old.
We all noticed your wrinkly forehead.
I don't want to say anything.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing to make you look ancient, more ancient than a baby. You know? Like, you get, like, a 17-year-old kid. And they're like, God, I'm just so fresh and new. But, you know, they look gross compared to a brand new baby. Even like a one-year-old baby looks really old compared to a brand new, just out the womb baby.
I don't know. Brand new out of the womb babies are pretty wrinkly, man.
Yeah, yeah, but it's youthful. You're like, man, look at this potential here. You know,
look at all the, he's going to flesh out and like fat and fluid are going to enter his body. He's going to be like nicely bloated.
So, yeah. Yeah.
The skin is all taut.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think when I look at a newborn.
So your other resolution is to
what?
Look like
a baby? No, it's to not hurt myself getting out of bed.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Try not to die.
Admirable.
Yeah, I mean, I could probably, like, of the 365 days, is this one of those leap years? Is it a leap year? I don't know.
I don't think so.
2018? I don't know, man.
So, 365 days that I have available to me, right? I'm going to try not to hurt myself. And I think I can probably get most of those done without hurting myself getting out of bed. I'm going to, I'm going to give myself 5 days. If I can limit the hurt to only 5 days, I'm going to be all right. I think that's reasonable.
Come on, man. Adam, you can do better than that, man.
5 days?
Yeah.
One day, man. Come on.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm telling you, it's like one day every 5 years for me.
Maybe.
You remember, I was with you guys in Dallas the first time I back went out.
Yeah, that was back when you were early 30s. That's me now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I know. One time, it's been 5 years.
And I went 30 years without just popping out of bed, just like springing out, rolling, you know, like action star, rolling into the closet. But now I just slowly got out of bed. My back hurt. So I know, you know, it just out of nowhere, it's going to get you. Just, it's all downhill. Just more days piling up. By the time I'm like 60, I'm like, if I can get 5 days where I wake up and I don't hurt, then I'm good. Dude, you know, that's what happens.
Just don't buy into that, man. You just can't buy into that. The answer is just ignore that.
How many days in the last year did you hurt yourself getting out of bed?
Zero. One. One. But it was 5 years since then. I don't know that I hurt myself getting out of bed.
Yeah.
I tried to get out of bed and I was hurt. I don't know what.
That's worse that you couldn't even get out of bed. You're like, ah.
Yeah. See, it was pretty bad.
I got up and out and I was just like,
I got up. I didn't know I was hurt until I tried to pee and flush the toilet and I couldn't bend over.
See, I think that's worse.
But one time, man.
Right.
Was it gone by the next day? Does it count?
No, it took like a week.
Oh, see, that's, like no,
that's 7 days.
Mine was gone by the afternoon.
No, that's not 7 days.
7 days of injury.
Yeah, that's...
the recovery was long.
That all counts.
It was like 3 days, because I got a steroid shot because I had to fly to North Carolina for a wedding.
Mine was...
3 days.
Mine was it was like 8 hours. But yeah,
dude. Was done. So was mine.
No,
the first
you
time
said, just said it literally Adam, 7 days.
But Adam,
no, the first one in Dallas that y'all were with me for, it was like a day and a half.
No.
Yes.
That's different. I had old lingering. Just.
Oh, does it matter what the cause is?
Yeah, it matters.
I don't know.
Anyway, that's my goal, trying to stay alive. We'll see how that works out.
What about you, Del? Any resolutions?
Resolutions? No, just to just to crush it. My resolution is to crush it this year,
hashtag
man.
Hashtag crushing it.
Yeah.
What's about that?
I resolved to not let him crush it.
How do you know if you crushed it or not?
I don't know. Nobody really knows that. It's the thing when you ask
Artie,
the douche
check
bros.
It against anything?
Excuse me, Artie, douche bro. How did you crush it?
Did I crush it?
You know, I mean, I got into the crushing motion, and I don't know if I quite completed it all the way through.
Like 85% crush.
It just, crushing is like a, you know, there's a whole process, the final process we call transition. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I reached that stage. It'd be funny if they really did break it down that way. Just
oh, they
on.
Do.
I crushed it.
Somebody does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I don't know.
So that's the new year.
That's New Year's, that kind of thing. You know, the stupid thing about life is that you keep, you know, you get into a little groove, and then you start looking around, and you're like, oh, I don't like anything that happened here. Like, I want to rearrange this desk. And
I have organization on my resolution list this
year.
Yeah.
But like, what is it? What, you know, like this desk doesn't look too much different than the way I set it up. And when I was like, ah, look at this desk, set it up, it's great. And I think that was like
now
August.
It's just old and funky to you.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, I hate it.
I need to change my life.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm like my own worst enemy here. You know, can I resolve to
I like
just
my desk
fight me? Yeah, but yours is, you just fixed it up like 2 months ago.
Pretty happy with my desk.
Where's your desk?
I'm sitting at it.
Is that where it is?
What's special about it? Is it big?
It's where I'm sitting.
Do you have a lot
my computer
of stuff
fits
on it?
No, it's pretty full of stuff.
A laptop?
I've seen like three versions of your desk at like various places that you lived. And I can't imagine being at any of those desks. I'm like, this would bother me. It's like near hoarder style. You know what I mean? It's like,
but you have to keep your inbox empty.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I don't have that issue.
You're free from that.
I don't suffer from that malady.
Adele just has like stacks of papers, and I'm like, I'm gonna burn these papers here. I know I'm a guest. I'm gonna burn them all.
He doesn't need those. They don't need to be graded. Nah, man. I don't know. I'm looking forward to the new year. I got two good, really good bands I'm playing with, and I'm making more music being here and quitting professional music than I've done before, and it's good. It's fun. It's really cool.
That's good.
And it's going to be a good year, I think. I'm excited about it.
How's that track go again? Mm-bop, bop, bop.
Mm-bop, boo-bop, doo-bop, da-doo-bop.
That's pretty good, man. I don't think the world's ever heard that before, so that's pretty good, you guys.
Call it.
He's the girl.
Dot.
It doesn't go. The other one goes mm bop. Ours goes mm dot. So it's completely different.
Yeah.
It's totally different.
Vanilla Ice style.
I mean, yeah. So what do y'all think about resolutions? It's an arbitrary time, but I think, you know, those kinds of markers are motivating just because they can be. Like, anything can be a motivator. Everything is arbitrary, right?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of do it, like, on Mondays. Hit a new week again.
I'm going to kill this week. I'm going to crush this week. Yep. My Friday, fuck this job.
Hate all
I actually was thinking, I was like, I could write some letters and like sit down and contemplate the new year, and this might be a good time to do it.
Did he think about writing when he got my letter, Gina?
I doubt it. You couldn't read it. You know that was a letter.
This fucking guy.
But then I got crazy. Like, this has been the busiest December I've ever had, I think. And so it just went. And like the fact that it's like 2018 versus 2017, like it all kind of like blurred over to me. You know what I'm saying? Because. Mm. So it was actually kind of an anti
marker.
That was the word I was about to say. Yep.
Yeah, we had just said it like a little while ago, so I figured it was there.
Yep. I was going to bring it back, but I was trying to evolve it into something better, but good
marker. You're writing, right? Just you're marking, you're writing. Just come on.
Flip.
Yeah. There you go. Keep going. Just let the ideas flow.
I did watch the Dave Chappelle show today. It was pretty...
You know, yeah, there was some controversy about that. I think you could be too popular as a comedian, and then people that are not really funny or don't have a sense of humor start writing think pieces on your humor, and then it's stupid.
That dude is one of the most, maybe the most brilliant comedian of our lifetime.
I was laughing my ass off. It's funny. Mm-hmm. Speaking of writing letters, that's something that I haven't been doing. Some of that is because we moved. We moved twice. Since I had my little setup, I had like a desk. I had my drawer to the left of me.
No more desk?
No. Well, I mean, listen, hear me out here. So, in two living spots ago, I had a desk, we got these drawers here where I put like writing materials. And I had a routine where I was like, I got up pretty early, like at 6 a.m. So I was like, cool, I'm going to get up, write in this journal, maybe write a letter. I've been wanting to write letters. I think they're like, it's cool. It's like personal, right? It has like personal touch and just firing off an email because I can compose 500 words almost without thinking versus, you know, scribbling them out through hand pain, you know, like, oh, what the fuck am I doing? And, you know, it's also neater, right? And it's a little slower and that's different. So I like doing it. So I got in a little routine of doing that, and then, you know, we moved, and the desk situation wasn't quite the same, and it really threw me off. Just little tiny things like that can completely throw you off. I didn't have the drawer at the ready to my left. I didn't wake up at 6 a.m. anymore. So next thing you knew, I didn't write any letters for, like, 8 months or something like that. So I was trying to get back into it, and I think the breaks, like holiday breaks, things like that, are good times to kind of break any habits or start new habits. I think it takes something like 30 days, right, to break or start a new habit or some shit like that. I don't know. Something like half remembered. Yeah,
but when your schedule is already disrupted by the holidays, because it's a disruptive time.
Yeah.
It's a good time to do that.
You sound a little bit like Bane when you said that. How come? It's the disruptive time.
It's my new thing for 2018. So I like
will be
so like bean.
I got your letter.
I received your letter. I found it lacking.
Good times. But yeah, like it is a disturbing time.
Disturbing.
And
gosh.
Yeah, I mean, so that's kind of why I fired off a couple letters, wrote in the journal. Also, the thing I'm trying to read like every night before I go to sleep, do that style. So I know some people do that. I'm not really that kind of person.
That's what I used to do.
Yeah, I'm always like complete the book in like 3 days kind of person. Yeah. But that's hard if you don't have that time to ever get started, you know? Like, I don't just have 3 days a weekend, that kind of thing anymore. So I'm like, oh, I can try to be like all the rest of these lames.
How do you
read
feel
a little
about
bit before bed?
Books on tape?
I feel like that's old and you probably just get audiobooks.
You can get them on your phone now. And it is dying to be used.
Can
you
get a phonograph, please?
I hear you can check these out at the library. And
I got a new reel-to-reel and I'm ready to go.
I like books on tape.
Audiobooks, do you count that as reading a book?
Del, what is this foreign accent that you keep mixing in?
After you listen to something, do you feel like you read a book?
Del.
Consumed a book?
I think, so, I've listened, so I don't think like reading a book for pleasure for the first time. Like I've read like Lord of the Rings and I've listened to it on tape. Or on like audiobook or whatever, and I've enjoyed it that way. But for pure like consuming knowledge and stuff, like books on tape at about 1.5 times or 2 times speed is good because I can just take it in, and it's not. I can do it almost passively. But if I'm trying to actually like read something for pleasure to escape, it's not really an escape for me.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
You remember when we were watching that special talking about it's like a blind person and they're talking about how they can use their iPhone without, you know, seeing it basically, right? They just have it on a dark screen and it tells you everything on the page and so they can just click through like that and it's pretty cool. Some people turn that on just to increase their productivity because you can.
Yeah. Right?
I turned it to like 5 times the speed and you can understand everything they're saying.
Yeah.
They read all the menus, and there's no way to reproduce it because it's like electronically sped up. But they read all the things. I could understand everything they were saying. It's like left menu has this, left right menu has that, left menu has this, right menu has that, and just all of it real fast. And so you could really get through like a book on tape really quick. But yeah. I don't know. That's really just about getting information in your face, you know?
Right.
Than it is.
That's what I need. Information in my face.
I mean, you probably could get something like that so it could, like, speed read your emails to you. You probably just killed it.
They say that we can comprehend, like, processing heard language at about 2 or 3 times faster than people actually speak. Like, you can hear it and take in the information.
Well, like, speed readers say the same thing, that, like, they say normally we're in our heads reading the words.
Right.
And if, like, really, if you just start, you know, scanning through it, you understand it faster than if you're just reading the words out loud in your head, because that's what you're doing. If you just, you know.
I think I do that a little bit, and Adam gives me shit for not reading articles, but I get the gist of articles. I know what the articles say by just looking at them. I just look at the article. I don't read anything. I just look at it. And I'm like, I got it.
That was a good one.
That was in French, though? You don't speak French. No, I got it.
I got it. I understand. Speed reading. It breaks language barriers. Mm-hmm. It doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I always feel like that's cheating to skim read. So
I do, too. It feels like you're not... Yeah.
But I'll read fewer things because I'm like,
it's
I don't
a difference
have time to
read
this. So
everybody
I'll never
that
read
says that they speed read and skim read always comes away asking questions about what the fuck was in the shit. And I'm like, well, if you would have read it, you read it, right? Well, yeah, I skimmed it. I kind of got the gist of it. Did you? Because you're asking me fucking questions about it.
And then big, bold ones.
Yeah, sure, man.
And pictures.
I can send emails that are just like, here's the issue. Here's the more detail. Here it is in bullet form. And I still get, this one, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you didn't fucking read shit, did you? You didn't read it at all. What is the point of me talking to you?
But see, they probably didn't skim read it even. They probably just didn't.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I think very few people actually do the skim read thing like that. I don't know, man. It takes, if you just read it right the first time, however long it takes, you can speed up your life because you don't have to go back and reread it or ask questions about it.
Guys. Makes me sleepy.
I mean, I can get you one.
I agree with Gina. Like, it feels like cheating to not. Like, when I read somebody's writing, I want to read their voice in the writing, you know?
What does my voice sound like when you read my letter?
I mean, a little bit.
A little nasally.
Gina knows it. She's just like, she has experience with that.
Hey, Dad. Long time no see. How are things with
you? Have y'all watched Rick and Morty?
Yes.
I like that stuff, man.
I think I saw like one over it took shoulder.
Almost a whole first season for me to dig it, but I bought into it hardcore.
It is funny. Are you looking forward to anything? Like, did you watch any of the Star Wars shit? Given that I was bored in, what is it? The
Force Awakens.
Yeah. Like, halfway through it. I wanted to like it. I'm a Star Wars fan. I watch all the Star Wars. I'm sitting in there, and I yawn. And I find myself looking at my watch.
Really?
I looked over at Gina, and I was like, I'm bored. Are you bored? And Gina's like, yeah, I'm fucking bored.
It's like that, what's the last movie we saw that was like that?
I don't know. I mean, and like I said, compare that feeling to watching Mad Max Fury Road, where the whole time I was like gripping my chair, like no shit, like gripping it. And I was like, man, that shit was so good. I want to see it again.
That's luckily, one of those movies.
Yeah.
My mom couldn't finish.
Mad Max.
We were talking about how you can recommend movies to somebody who you can have some really similar taste, and then other times they're like, that was boring. I couldn't finish it. And I'm like, what were you watching? Because. Yeah. Everyone in the world thought that was amazing.
Yeah, continuing this aside, like we were talking at work about like stuff on Netflix, how there's so many good things that I need like three or four people or reviews that I trust to like it before I'm going to dive into it.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, yeah, if my mother-in-law is like, oh, this is good, I know that's not good. It's probably not good. Going back to Mad Max, my mom hadn't seen it, and I was like, well, I'll take you to go see it. We saw my mom. And the second time, I was like, oh, man, it's so good. Like, you know? Whole thing. Dunkirk was great. I like Dunkirk. But, I mean, that Star Wars, I was like, I don't give a shit. Like, I realized halfway through, I was like, you know what? I don't give a shit. And so I'm not interested in seeing, you know, The Last Jedi, guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, all these
reviews. You hadn't seen it yet?
No, I haven't seen it yet. All the reviews of it, like, I haven't read it in depth where they're breaking it down, but they're just like, I mean, you know, it's actually a departure, in that, which is good because it's like in a departure in the way that The Empire Strikes Back was a departure. And I'm just like, you know, I don't care. I don't think I want to watch any Star Wars.
Here's what it felt like to me. I liked it, but it felt like, it didn't feel like Star Wars. It felt like, if they took the concept of what Star Wars was and like put it today and was like reimagining it, it was like a new iteration of what Star Wars, what it means to be Star Wars. It's a little bit more complex, I think, and subtle. And some of the surface stuff of the movie is not that great, but a lot of the deep character interactions are pretty good. I enjoyed it. I thought it was really cool. But it was kind of I had to almost abandon what my expectations for Star Wars was and accept it for something else, you know? Yeah. And I think it's what it was, and I think it achieved that. So
I read that somewhere that that's kind of what they were trying to do was kind of, I think so. One of the guys at work that's a big Star Wars fan, he was like, they had to break the old Star Wars because they need to tell a new story. And everybody's so tired.
I felt it. Yeah.
And I mean, you know, like I said, that's fine because Star Wars wasn't one, the story was an amalgamation of other more better told stories. It is at its core.
A lot of Wagner.
It's just like the hero's journey, right? You know, you get them. And so, you know, that story's been told all the time. And it turns out, believe it or not, George Lucas sucks at world building. And so we have this world that was built by George Lucas, and he didn't really think any deep thoughts, you know? A lot of his shit, you just can hear him say it. Like, hey, I was like, yeah, that'd be a good idea. Let's do that. With nothing behind it. And, you know, you're talking about now you're building a world where you got, like, George R. R. Martin, who is a fantastic world builder, right? Even going back to
the mediocre writer,
terrible writer.
Oh my god!
No, I mean, let's not say mediocre.
Going back to fucking what's his name? The guy that did Mad Max, right? I forget his name off the top of my head, but he's a great world builder. Like just everything from the Doof Warrior, right? The guy that's playing the guitar, that's really a throwaway kind of character, right? Right, but he's not because they wrote him a whole story. They said, here is him when he's a kid. Here's how he fits into this entire world. And so when he's there, you don't need lots of exposition. You don't need George Miller. You don't need a lot of that stuff because he fits seamlessly into there because the story's already been told, right? And I think the audience can kind of pick up on that. Like if you see a poorly built world, you're like, what is that character doing there? His motivations don't really make sense. Versus one where the world's already nicely built, of course that guy makes sense. You know, like you could just feel it. You can't maybe elucidate it, but you just like it all makes sense.
Right,
it makes sense. It's all fit together.
But there are positives and negatives to that too. Like when you build such a closed world, there's no room for expansion. And in another world where it's a little bit more loosely built around concepts, then there's a lot of room for like growth and development.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. And I think maybe the problem is like the concepts, the Star Wars concepts aren't well built.
Maybe.
And, you know, I mean, I think that's just using Mad Max again. He told a completely different story in a completely different setting using a lot of the same concepts, right? I mean, even breaking some of his own rules, but it doesn't matter. The story was well told.
Right.
And, you know, the essential rules of the world, it's post-apocalypse, you have Mad Max character, everybody's, like, fighting over resources, right? Ready, go.
Right.
Like, you don't really need, you know, step-by-step along the way. And I think, like, Star Wars trying to get to that level, maybe even, I even think Marvel's a better built world because they've had so many people building this world every day, every month for 70 years or whatever. Versus George Lucas just saying, fucking midi-chloridians or whatever the fuck.
I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, that's my point in saying all that was to ask if you're looking forward to any pop culture this year. Because I wasn't looking forward to Star Wars at all. I didn't care. World Cup happens this year. Are you looking forward to that, Gina?
Are we going? I thought we were going to Brazil. Are we going? Should I get the room?
Happen? Yeah. Maybe the next time around.
Feel excited about that.
Yet. Where do you hold your excitement? Shoulders, right here.
No. Yeah, it's not there.
Mm, it's not.
I mean, I'll get excited when it comes closer.
U.S. is out of the World Cup. I mean, I guess we're gonna root for Mexico.
Mexico. Brazil. I root for Brazil.
Mexico.
I root for Germany.
You would.
I would.
This guy. Saxons and thousands.
We're supposed to go to LA this year. I'm excited about
that. Yeah, I'm kind of excited about LA.
Y'all need to come to Arkansas.
You think LA's fun? Let me tell you about Arkansas. What?
Where you need to go. We have one right here. We're good.
Like when Daniel Boone was, you know, exploring the West. He went to Arkansas. Yeah. And he's like, fuck this. And he kept going. You know? That's what everybody did. Like, nope.
Whatever.
Even Walmart, they didn't stay in fucking Bentonville. They just like, let's keep going. Yeah, we're gonna expand, but you can run the store. No, I gotta go. I gotta move on. you want to go camping or whatever?
Yeah, man. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go camping with you guys, I guess. I just feel like that's how I'm gonna die, you know.
Probably.
Like a local San Antonio man found dead in Arkansas. he didn't know how to drink water, or I don't know what's gonna happen. He woke up and hurt himself, and then fell down.
We'll
a mountain.
Take care of you, man. We'll take care.
So when are we supposed to be talking about the last album that we chose? Is that next time?
Next time, yeah. Because this is the Christmas
one.
Yeah.
Sade. Ugh. I'm going to sleep.
Sadie.
I'm never going to finish any book if I have to listen to Sade all month or the next 2 weeks.
I can't wait.
Some good go-to-sleep music.
Gosh, it's boring.
And my phone thought I was talking to it.
What? Did you need some? All right, we're five minutes left.
Don't forget to do that then.
5 minute warning.
For next time.
Gina, fill it up.
Adam,
5 minutes.
What?
We got 5 minutes. Did you read that article? I mean, the article. We can talk about some
beginning.
Article.
I went to New Orleans and recorded an album. Asshole.
We went to New Orleans and watched.
I know y'all were there the wrong week.
Yeah,
so.
You know,
I
we didn't even talk. That's the other thing.
My sister and her family were there like the week after. I was like,
so we took up New Orleans. Basically, we had a good time. I mean, we went to the New Orleans Bowl. The New Orleans Bowl was fun.
Did y'all get to go out in New Orleans?
Yeah, we went out a little bit. Ate a lot of food.
It's a cool place, right?
Yeah, it's
different.
Cool. I mean, it was rainy all weekend, so we didn't get to do the most fun, but we had a good time. I was in the press box of the Superdome. That was cool.
Look at you.
I mean, I guess.
Doing big things. Were you crushing it?
Crushing it, bro.
Crushing it.
Like, if you're a sports nerd, like, being in the press box is really cool only because you have all the things available
to you.
Seems
like a sad place to be if you're a sports fan.
Maybe. But, like,
very quiet in there.
It is quiet in there. Like, I wish they'd let you cheer. I wish it could be, like, in my own section. But, so up on the top, they got the game. They have the ESPN feed of the game. Right next to it, they have the full stats. And after every play, you have your own personal PA announcer. Like, he's different from the guy that you guys are hearing, Gina. You know, like, the guy gets tackled. He's like, that's, Derek Akude's third sack of the game, which is a New Orleans Bowl record. And the first of the week, you know, like that. And so then... You can figure out which beat writers are lazy because then they send out that exact same tweet and you're like, this guy just transcribing what the PA got. Yeah. You know, all that's cool. You can see all the stuff there. You can see the big screen, stats, whatever. They give you food. You're like, this is great. But I did miss being down amongst the people.
Yeah.
Where people are like, you suck. Like, you don't
peons.
You don't get the feeling of how bad the team is sucking.
Yeah. The peasants. It's hard to be Yeah. I understand.
What is that noise?
It.
You're watching the movie It?
I'm not.
All right. I'm talking to you, man. All right, we got a lot of articles for everybody to read. We didn't talk about this, any of these, so we'll pick this up next time. But
sounds good.
Yeah. We got a lot of stuff, like from this Texas mom putting her 8-year-old through 323 hospital visits and 13 major surgeries.
Allowed to do that.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
that wildfire, you know, burning down the what is it called?
State
the
California.
Yeah, in California, the horse track. They had like horses on fire running through the.
Holy crap!
Yeah, and what's even crazier is that like there was a novel written like 100 years ago set in that same place where a wildfire came and did, yeah. Funny thing about the top 20 most played Christmas songs, they're basically baby boomer songs, the ones that they were listening to when they were.
That's surprising. Kids. Wait, really?
this other one is that's a good one. These immigrant kids trapped between the gang. They're like in the law. Like you have the MS-13 basically like saying you guys can't escape from, you know, Ecuador. And then they try to report them. And then the people they deport everybody. So then they go die in Ecuador.
So it happened to me.
And then The Southern New Yorker. I've been reading a lot of New Yorker because we subscribe. The Dark Bounty of Texas Oil, about how, you know what? All that dust in Denton, Dell, that was all that silica from the fracking and stuff like that. Makes me not want to live in Denton.
Yeah. Well, they stopped it, but I think it got reversed.
Yeah, because the state of Texas said, municipalities cannot vote on this kind of thing.
Yeah. Stupid assholes.
Maybe I'll just post this along the what you call it here? This, the best things we read in 2017 from Deadspin. Gives everybody a good place to begin their
2018. List.
Yeah. 2018. Excellent. Yeah. Good stuff, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Drain Spinging Podcast. We promise we will not be away for so long next time.
Go forth and crush.
Crush it, bro.
Crush it.
Crush it.